Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment, benefit, and mine. And our guests today are here to talk about a play. We're talking about the theater. And our favorite theater person is here, Alice Beery.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Along with Brian Fruit, who is the director of the play. And we're going to meet him right now. The play is Medea. And it's not that guy. This is the, this is the Greek tragedy by Euripides, and it is being performed. It started last night. Tonight is the final faculty and staff free night in the theater for this season, Friday, April the 19th, 7:30 p.m., and it goes tomorrow night, the 20th, then next weekend, the 25th, 26th, and 27th. All the shows are at 7:30 p.m. in the theater here on the campus of the University of Memphis on Central Avenue, and our guest, Alice Brian, good morning.
Yay, good morning, Malvin. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Brian, you're directing the play.
Yes, I am, sir. I'm trying to get through it. From Chicago, my last month. I've been here for 3 years as a graduate student, a proud graduate student here at the University of Memphis Theater Department.
Yeah.
I'm very proud about that. You know, I know I was raised in the Kingston Mines and the Green Mill, Chicago area, but we're rocking out with a Greek tragedy tonight. So we're hoping people come out and see it. So,
right, so is this a graduate project for you?
Yes, sir. It's my thesis practicum along with two other students here, Matt Cantillon and Megan Miller. And, you know, I just looked at it as like a challenge, you know, trying to see what we can bring to the Greeks from 2,500 years ago and bring it to today's society. And hopefully people connect to it.
I was about to say, you know, that's a challenge.
a little bit.
To grasp something that has been around for like forever.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's interesting because we unfortunately had that tragedy in Boston recently. And, you know, I think Greek plays became popular right after 9/11 again, and I think there's something about being said, like, why do these things happen? And we reevaluate what is life and why things happen for reasons and whatnot and what can we get out of tragedies? And I think it's more current than ever, these plays. So there's something there. There's something there.
So this is full of students or
all students,
volunteers?
All students. We have students actually really lucky to have about 20 students and two children.
Yay!
One is actually Alice's son.
My son, Reese, is in the play.
Yeah, he's 10. He's in the play. And
he's getting started already.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and actually, and then Joseph Baker is also in the play. And what's fun about that is Joseph's parents, Bill and Kimberly, and then Reese's parents, Todd and I, we were in shows together here at the university when we were all in school together. So it's kind of fun now that the kids are in a show together.
Oh, right on.
So, and I was so excited that Reese gets to work with Brian because I thought that's the best acting class he could possibly get was being directed by Brian. So I was excited about that.
I pay Alice a lot.
That's a major compliment.
It is very sweet. Alice has been very sweet.
She's been around a long time. I'm not trying to Alice. You know. But this is ambitious to say the least. 20 people, 22 people in the
community. 20 people. My apologies. We have 18 students here, U of M students, from the dance department, from musical theater department, and from the theater department, all kind of collaborating together. Obviously, you have a team of designers who are U of M faculty members and students and grad students and undergrads, and then you have the two children, Joseph and Reese. But for me, it's this play where we come out actually a little bit of Greek, so we have some of the mask type feel and a lot of movement, and there's that ritualism feel, but really kind of this, we're trying this like steampunk Greek meets Roman theater, Lady Gaga kind of Alexander McQueen type costume and design. I think it should be kind of a hot production. It's been hot, well received, you know. It's Friday, we still here, so we're doing okay.
You didn't get tomatoes thrown at you.
Nope, not yet.
And what's really fun about it, though, something Brian did was taking it back to the Greek work, is doing a chorus of 15 women. And then three actors, the three-actor rule where the three actors play all the different roles. And so that's something that's very exciting. I love that aspect.
In masks. So I had studied in Italy this past summer with some of Europe's best to work with movement and mask theater in order to learn myself, but then take that to teach cast members as well. And it's been a very, very satisfying process.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about the story.
A lot of people know, you know, the story of Jason and the Argonauts from Greek mythology and such. Right. So Jason, basically, it's a man who's very opportunistic, and he's out with his Argonauts to find the Golden Fleece, which gives him power and opportunity and such and status. And along the way, he meets this woman a barbarian, an immigrant at the time, who falls madly in love with him. Her name's Medea. And she says, I will help you get that golden fleece and give you the power you want if you take me out of this bad place and bring me to Corinth and marry me and love me and give me kids. And she's happy. And then, unfortunately, they have two children. And later on, he sails off again, meets another woman. And she hears this through the grapevine, and she wants revenge. And she feels very wronged and very slighted and very hurt, the fact that I think her family and home aren't really built on a solid foundation. So I think it's we're looking at more of not, and she wants revenge, you know, and it's a tragedy all the way through. So a Debbie Downer for Friday, but with a good message.
Well, if you just tuned in, by the way, this is Focus on the Arts, and we are talking with Alice Berry and Brian Fruit, who is the director of this production of Medea, which is being performed here on the campus of the University of Memphis in the Theater Building on Central Avenue. Programs are 7:30 p.m. each night. It's tonight, Friday night, Saturday night, then next weekend, the 25th, 26th, and 27th. And you get a chance to be a part of a classic Greek tragedy done in modern costumes.
I would agree that a little bit of both. It's a blending.
It's a blend of both.
Is it?
A little bit of Greek, a little bit of Roman, a little bit of today, all making it one happy little evening.
the logistics of setting up the scenes and everything has got to be a nightmare.
Yeah, very theatrical in terms of, you know, I wanted to show that combined elements of sound, kind of a contemporary feel of like this industrial, modern percussion driving, you know, rhythms and such to add texture to the play. But also we have the costumes, and then we have lights and set. So you're coming there hopefully for an hour and a half, because the play runs an hour half with no intermission, which is kind of nice, and yeah, it's just from start to finish, hopefully a theatrical experience.
This is auditorium seating, not theater.
Absolutely. 300 plus seats.
200 plus seats. 200 plus seats.
No, 312.
312 seats.
Yes, sir.
In
so
the main
there's
stage.
Room for everybody.
Yes, and I really, yeah, really, really want to encourage the faculty and staff to come out tonight and take advantage of our complimentary tickets that Holly Lau, who's been the new chair this year, yeah, had implemented this faculty and staff night at the theater, where we're giving complimentary tickets to faculty and staff at the University of Memphis so they can see what's going on over here, and we can kind of say thank you for all that you do on campus. And that's tonight. We've had one for every main stage show this season, so this is the last one this season. Yeah. And all they have to do is come up to the box office, show their ID, and they can get two complimentary tickets to the show tonight.
Mm, that is so cool.
Yeah. Next time I do Medea, I'm going to have a little underscoring of jazz music, though, I think. Yeah, do a little different type of Medea. Get Malvin involved in this.
Yeah, I love that.
You got to do that.
Heck yeah.
This is so cool, though. And you know, you mentioned Holly Lau, mm-hmm, since Bob Hetherington retired. And it seems like there was no bump in the road. Things just kept on flowing.
It's awesome. Yeah, there has been no bump in the road. It's been smooth. And what's fun about that is they're so different, and things are going in a different direction. But, yeah, it's been very smooth and exciting. Yeah.
Both are very talented and both have been very, very supportive in my career here as a student here at University of Memphis. So I'm very grateful.
Yeah. So and now – getting to be a director is you had to come through being an actor as well, I'm sure.
Ironically, actually, from Chicago, Illinois, I've always wanted to be a teacher. So ever since I was younger, I just wanted to teach, which is also directing, coaching. I think it's all in that same.
Is that,
you know,
what got you into this, into theater?
You know, actually, I was playing sports in high school, and I was a closet choir guy, and I didn't want my fellow football friends to know I was taking choir, because they would thought I was uncool. And I love music, man. So one day, my music director said, audition for the musical my senior year in high school, and I said okay, and I just found it very challenging, very interesting. Went to undergrad to study as a teacher, and then I ended up getting cast in shows. I wasn't really a great actor, but I was always fascinated with storytelling and working with people, because I think there's richness in, there's not a lot of riches monetarily in what we do sometimes, okay, in terms of the arts, but there's richness in the people that, in the lives that we can touch. So I think that's very important for me.
Yeah, we would was just discussing that phenomenon the other day with a jazz artist, you know, well, someone who was promoting jazz, as a matter of fact, and they were saying that these jazz artists don't seem to be, they don't make that super money like a Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
and
no,
all
no,
that.
No, no, no.
But what they do is they do it from the heart, and
100%.
So it's much more appreciated by everybody,
mm-hmm, yeah,
because of the way they present it.
Yeah,
and that's the way this is being done.
That's why we get along, Malvin. I can sense this. I can sense the love in the air. I can sense it right now. Come to Medea.
He's going to come take over my job.
Yeah, I think so. You going to stay around?
Actually, I'm very lucky. I'll be directing, actually, Serafina, the musical at Hattie Lou Theater, actually, not too far away until I graduate in May. Go back to Chicago, do a little teaching high school there, and come back to do Red at Playhouse in the Square, and then I will always have connections with Voices of the South and Alice Berry there and do a couple projects over there. So I'm very blessed.
Alice, you're doing Voices of the South as a matter of fact.
I am. Yes, we
still,
are. We just closed a great show last week, Threads, written by Jerry Dye, alum of the University of Memphis.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come back and talk about the Memphis Children's Theater Festival, which is our next big thing. It happens Memorial Day weekend. So that's what we're working on right now. Just cast some interns, and we'll be getting together this weekend.
Yeah.
To put together our new children's piece.
And then this production of Medea is the last of the season.
It's the last show for the University of Memphis, yes.
For this season. So I'm sure you're already working on the next one.
Oh, I've already got it planned. I'll come back and talk to you about it.
Yeah.
It's actually already out. We've got it on our website.
Yeah.
You know, something that's fun, too, is right now we started a new thing this semester where people can order their tickets online. At www.memphis.edu/theater. And there's a little icon there that says purchase tickets. You just click on that and follow it, and you can go ahead and order and pay for your tickets online.
You know, it's so cool, too, that they fixed that theater. I mean,
they totally redid
that theater.
It's beautiful.
Brand new. It smells good and everything.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And, you know, being in the theater, sometimes we look as things, you know, as directors or audience members, and I will say this plug to my cast and my design team, that they are really working hard. And I think if you come to see this show, you will get, for about an hour and a half, the best from them, each of them. I really mean that. It's easy to say, oh, that show's good, this is good. You know, we got good production, so people should come out and see it. There's a lot of heart there.
Is there, I mean, there's obviously Medea and Jason,
and then you have you have Aegeus and Creon and the Messenger, and they're played by two characters, Keegan Shewitt and Greg Schakowsky. They play, each of them play three different characters the whole play, so it's kind of crazy. And then Medea is played by one woman, Lauren Note, who just graduated here, and then I have 15 women who are all playing the chorus, the Greek chorus. So it's we're using the space, and we never leave the stage.
Oh, so. Wow. What is the other one?
There's a tutor.
There's another
the princess?
Greek tragedy that I saw it upstairs, and there was the Greek chorus.
Electra. Yes.
Electra.
You always mention that. That show must have really had an
really
effect on you.
It really impressed me. I loved
that.
That
was like 1995.
Man, we got to get you there now and see Electra and Medea, and then you leave there going, wow.
It was
the
first time that I saw the chorus, which they're just standing there. They're not really doing a lot, but
now Brian's chorus is not just standing there. I'm going to tell you that.
Okay.
Brian's chorus is all over the place,
and they look good.
They do look good.
They're great. They're busting their butt. So,
oh wow, this is going to be great. This is Medea. If you haven't seen it yet, if you're not familiar with Greek tragedies, remember that this is what started the Roman Empire
2,500 years ago.
Yeah, the Romans copycatted everything the Greeks did.
100%.
Right, yes.
And did it better. They did it longer.
Yes, sir.
They didn't do it better, but they did it longer. And this is one of those things. Euripides was one of the, he was one of the greatest of the Greeks.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. One of the great, I would say, four or three that they say in the canon. Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is Medea.
Yeah, we're going to bring it. Tyler Perry not allowed. You know, let's go.
Not Medea. This is Medea. I know you get that, too.
I get it.
Yeah,
I get
it
all the time.
All
and
the
it's
time.
Okay. It's okay.
Yeah. I mean, Tyler Perry has his place.
We love him.
But, you know, this is like way older than he is.
Yeah.
And don't forget, it's happening tonight now, Friday night. And there's room for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
It's 300 something
seats.
This is the final faculty and staff free night at the theater for this season for this Medea production. That's Friday, April 19th, 7:30. Then, again, tomorrow night, the play is being performed starting at 7:30. Then, next weekend, 25th, 26th, and the 27th, also 7:30. Now, tickets are available in the box office here on the campus and theater. This is 3745 Central Avenue. It's right behind the statue of the Pharaoh.
That's it. That's where we are. Behind the Pharaoh, yes.
Yes. I'm using that now for the landmark.
For everything. That's right. Where we are. I used to use the crosswalk. Now we have the
Pharaoh. Yeah. Yes. And you can also call.
Yes, at 678-2576. That's our box office number. And you can also get them online at www.memphis.edu/theater.
Yeah.
So the tickets are easy to get to.
Yeah, tickets are easy to get to. They're not too expensive. I won't say
They're only $15 and
$20.
Yeah.
Goodness. You know, you can't go to Broadway and get a play like this.
No, you cannot.
No. And they don't. And it's not as commercial sometimes, these Greek plays. And it's so lovely. Yeah. In an educational setting, we can do it and hopefully do it well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That is so cool. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mel.
And
you're awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You know I love you, darling.
You know I love coming down here.
Yeah. And once again, it's Medea. It will be going on next weekend, this weekend and next weekend, the 25th, 26th, 27th, 7:30 p.m., box office tickets are available here, 678-2576. The building's at 3745 Central Avenue in the theater at the University of Memphis. And this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.